Rodgers protected. Throws to Austin for the touchdown!
Ultimately, you know, I look at, you know, my season, and it kind of, it goes into play with how our season went. You know, I feel like, you know, I had good plays. I had definitely more bad plays this year than normal. That was to my standard, but that's just kind of how the season went. You know, I did get a turnover. We were 5-6-1 or 2, and when we didn't, obviously we lost so many. So it's just, it was a lot of highs and lows this year. We just never quite got, you know, to be the brand consistently, drive after drive, that we kind of wanted.
That's Marlon Humphrey, who, quite frankly, was awful last night in the Ravens' 26-24 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this was another interesting evening for the defense. Should have had a ton of momentum going into halftime because they were able to get a goal line stand. Aloy Gilman finally made a tackle in space, and they go the halftime up 10-3. Alas,
he had some decent coverage in the end.
Yes, he did. A minute into the third quarter, Kyle Hamilton gets hurt. And the most incredible part of this is we came into this week and like, well, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to look good again against this team, especially without DK Metcalf. He doesn't have his one receiver. He was better last night than he was in that game here in Baltimore, which is incredible. The defense stunk down the stretch, kind of like PTSD of the Buffalo game. And
it's bookends. Yeah. You can draw. It's linear. You can draw lines from where it ended in Buffalo last year through the offseason to where it started in Buffalo this year to where it ended in Pittsburgh this year. It's the same stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I went mental week one when they lost to Buffalo. It's why I said, I'm done with, if this doesn't improve immediately, I'm done. I'm not just done with the GM. I'm done with Harbs too. Yeah. It's a total reboot. Their culture is warped. Their culture is toxic. This will now be a fifth defensive coordinator since 2021. None of them, even the great McDonald, could stop this from happening in the fourth quarter.
Wait. Time out. Which day did you go mental?
Well, after the Buffalo game. After this most recent Buffalo game. Week one.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole show was basically, it, Harbs. Yeah, I'm not defending you anymore. Like, all of us were like, this
both
gets
had an
right
epiphany
in,
that
or
day.
He wears it. Yeah. And again, for me, they all wear it because the personnel is a massive, massive problem. It's not a subplot. It's not like adjunct to the coaches suck. No. The personnel sucks as bad as the coaches. And this defensive collapse had all the hallmarks of terrible Ravens fourth quarter football.
It was embarrassing in the second half. This was a Steelers offense with no DK Metcalf, no Darnell Washington, and they scored on 4 of its 5 second half drives. 3 touchdowns. Touchdown, field goal, punt, touchdown, touchdown.
It's
you had
joke.
2 opportunities as a defense to close out the football game, and you were unable to do so. And also with Zach Ertz, dude, I don't mean to put you on the spot, Jason, but how many times they blitz in that game? It had to be less than a handful.
I can tell you,
they rarely blitzed.
They blitzed 11 times. Do you want to know how many of those blitzes resulted in a pressure?
0.
1.
Oh.
Now, he didn't carve them up. He's 7-11 for 33 yards. But this is the part that blew my mind. 8 of the 11 blitzes were on first down. He had 2 third down blitzes the entire game. One kind of sort of got home a little bit. It was the one pressure. It forced an incomplete pass. The other one was the game breaker to Freiermuth.
And part of it is this, and the numbers bear it out. Kyle Hamilton getting hurt. You saw there were 3.9 yards per play with Kyle Hamilton on the field, and then 6.9 yards per play with him off the field. I don't want to hear any of that.
No.
Like this is a horrible Steelers offense.
Don't jump me on this. Do I think they win the game if he doesn't get hurt? Yes. But I think they're better off. Like we live in our own delusion for a week thinking this team is something they're not because they got by a mediocre Steelers team and with Houston coming. Like I think for the long run, the way it went down, quite frankly, I hate to say it, they're better off. But
if they do the right things.
Yes, but I think these kind of things force them to do some. Now, they might not do enough of the right things for you.
I don't know.
But I don't think there's any chance status quo is happening after what we saw last night.
You don't think there's any chance that just 2 coordinators walk the plank or just 1 coordinator walks the plank?
I think it's got to be more than that.
I think there's a chance. I think it has to be more.
I said the minimum. It's both coordinators.
Yeah. Well, I just want to get a few things off my chest.
Yes,
here.
We've go. Got,
at 3:30, we've got a 6-pack.
By the way, we're taking your calls at 2:45.
I just want a couple thoughts on the defense. The pass rush, as we covered a little bit in the open, abject failure to the point where it's being ridiculed by guys who get paid millions of dollars to put lipsticks on pigs. It's getting absolutely ridiculed and lambasted on national television because it is shameful. It's shameful what they built. It had never had a chance of working. It never worked against any real quarterback all year. Roquan Smith, it's not a problem. It's an organizational albatross. It's beyond a problem. He's an energy vampire. He went from being a life source before he got paid to an absolute energy vampire. Trent Simpson was a better player than him last night. Fact. He wears a $20 million target. He shouldn't wear number zero. He should wear $20 million. They pick
can't
on
fit
him.
That, Jason.
And then for the quarterback to get this quarterback to get a 20-yard run that I told you was coming. Why? Why did I tell you that on Friday? Because Roquan Smith sucks. He sucks. He's not a good winning football player. He's not. He doesn't wrap people up. He gets in his own head. Then he leads to extra yardage. He doesn't make explosive plays. He doesn't make momentum-changing plays. What he makes is free yards for the other team. He sucks. And that's the signature move of Eric DaCosta. Overpaying for him in trade, mortgaging the middle of a draft. He probably would have just drafted hurt guys who never turn out to anything anyway. But you can never have too many shots, you know, too many arrows to throw. And then he overpaid him. And so when you overpay him and you try to get by with a bunch of dudes, or you just say, well, we're never going to pay for pass rush because it's real money. We're just going to play on the back end. The secondary can't tackle. The middle linebacker can't run, can't tackle, can't cover anybody. Nobody makes plays on the ball yet again. And they're not very smart. And the defensive coordinator had no business being a defensive coordinator. That's how you blow a 10-0 lead on the road. That's how you waste 2 50-yard bombs from your quarterback in the fourth quarter on the road. That's how you reach this point. It's the same stuff over. And you get a little bit of bad luck. Awuzie slipping, it's bad luck.
Yeah.
Kyle Hamilton getting hurt?
Yeah.
It's bad luck. You know how you make your own luck? You get a couple sacks, and you get a couple turnovers. And with the season on the line, this defense has never done it. Why? They don't know how to identify blue-chip players and put them in positions to do it.
You know, this is not just a this-year thing, to Jason's point, though. They never get sacks or turnovers in the postseason. Like, this has been going on throughout the Lamar Jackson era. They don't get sacks
or turnovers. But who gets them in the regular season? Outside of, like I said, when one lands in Marlins' breadbasket.
Oh,
who
the turnovers. The other than the McDonald year, they don't find.
However, they're evaluating DBs, you better mix it up. Yeah. Well, fire the guy and get somebody in who knows what they're doing. Like, none of them, it's not like they make all these plays in the regular season and then we're like, well, why didn't it happen? Look, Clowney gets 3 in a game here. Justin Houston gets 4 in a game here against a team that will never be in the playoffs in a million years. And then they sell themselves on their scheme, and they sell themselves on their brilliance, and they save money for the billionaire who doesn't owe you any explanations anymore. And then we watch them crap the bed every January in the fourth quarter. It's great. Keep doing it. Run it back.
Coming up next, what do the people think? By the way, we're taking calls multiple times today, but this is the first opportunity. 410-583-1057. How are you feeling after last night's loss? We hear from you next here on The Fan.